Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dylan Chevalier.
Hey, Billy.
And Dan Regester.
What's up?
And we have a special guest today who goes by the name of Mia Khalifa.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I am doing really good.
Just tell us a little bit about your life.
My life?
Yeah.
My life is going pretty good right now. The Capitals are in the playoffs.
Wizards.
The Wizards are in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your teams are doing well.
I know. I'm so happy.
It's been a minute since we've seen you. About time.
I told Micah, I was like, listen, I'm a little offended it's taken this long to invite me back.
You abandoned us is what it feels like.
I didn't abandon you. I never leave my house. You know where I am.
You're hopping on all these other sports podcasts, and it's like...
I was just trying to make you jealous and get your attention.
You're just cucking us.
It worked.
I feel cucked. Okay, before we get into sports, check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. We've got an app in the iTunes and Android stores. Just search Man Outfitters and download that thing. It's the best way to shop. We've got all kinds of different menswear brands, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Cole Haan, Ruka, Sperry, and many more. Get in there. Get yourself a Yeti Rambler. You want to explain what a Yeti Rambler is for the folks out there who
what
might
is
not
a
know?
Rambler,
it's, yeah. it's a tumbler, basically.
Sure.
But it's a Yeti, so it's as good as it gets.
It's a little bit more manly.
It's a Rambler.
Yeah. The Rambler 30, I believe, is the one I have. It's 30 ounces. Isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says here you can whip up a batch of margaritas and fill the 64-ounce Yeti Rambler for a full day of consumption.
This was a talking point we had on Backdoor Cover, or I'm sorry, on Touching Base yesterday, and we went off for 5 minutes about how crazy you have to be to bring a 64-ounce margarita with you, like, to the boat.
Or to anywhere.
Or anywhere?
Yeah.
To yoga.
That's just to yoga?
That's just a brain freeze waiting.
But you could do it.
Anyway, Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. Use the promo code BACKDOOR, one word, for 10% off your entire order. We've also got lots of new Southern Marsh going up this week. And spring is coming. Or is it spring already?
It's spring.
Sorry, spring sprung.
Yeah.
We've got new swimsuits. Awesome swimsuits there as options for you to swim in. That's it. That's all I have to say about
pee
that.
Pee in the pool if you want.
So we just returned from Augusta, Georgia, and the Masters.
That's a nice hat you got there, Bill.
Yeah.
It is. I'm wearing a Masters hat to remind everyone what I just experienced.
See, I've been playing it cool.
Was that your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Both of us.
That's cool.
I don't know when it's appropriate to wear, like, my Masters gear to work. I don't want to do it right away and just rub it in everybody's faces.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing.
That's why I'm bringing it up, because that's what you're doing. Yeah.
Truth be told, the color scheme just worked well with the shirt.
It
That's
does.
Why I've got the hat on, you know? Yeah. Not a lot of cream-colored hats out there.
No.
This one worked.
You know,
and I'm not going to apologize for that.
You also picked a hat that looks lived in. That's why I asked, was that your first one? Because it looks like you got it from the Masters a few years ago.
Yes, it's vintage. But I don't want to spend too much time on the Masters because I feel like we've talked about it a lot. We had a couple different podcasts we did from Augusta. One was an interview with Smiley Kaufman, noted professional golfer. So you can check both of those out there on our feed. But all in all, I would say it was the best sports experience of my life.
It was
cool.
The sports trip of a lifetime, absolutely.
And I don't want to compare it to, like, normal life because it wasn't normal, but it was ridiculous. Life-changing.
I put together it's called 35 Thoughts on my trip to Augusta, I think is the title, on TFM. Go check it out.
On totalfratmove.com?
Yeah, it's like 2,200 words, so it's kind of a long read, and I just go in-depth about
but
the experience there.
But it's listed,
there.
Right? That makes
it's listed, so it's easy to consume. It's a quick...
It's a listicle.
It's a listicle. But I talk about all the observations we made and the experiences we had and the people we ran into and the course, the concessions, and just everything. So go read it. It's a fun read, I think.
Is anyone here anti-Sergio?
No,
I'm so happy for him.
Yeah, I am too.
Especially after seeing that ESPN segment they did on him, and
Did you know,
beautiful.
Did you know that he lives here?
In Austin?
Yeah,
he's an Austin guy.
That is so cool.
They say he's engaged to a UT girl.
His girl's here.
Yeah.
His girl's here.
Before we move on, I just want to say, it was so much fun to follow all of your snaps from the Masters and just put pieces together.
Yeah.
Because all of you had different vantage points, but you were experiencing the same thing, and it was just hilarious.
And yeah, we were explaining to Mia before we started recording that you can't bring phones into the Masters.
Yeah.
That's why there were no snaps from the actual course. Just kind of a tradition they have. But
which is also really cool.
It is cool, yeah.
It's... it has to be the largest group of people in the in the first world that don't have cell phones.
Yeah.
It has to be. I can't think of another place that would have that many people without cell
phones. Yeah, and I mentioned this in the recap I wrote, but we saw Aaron Rodgers just walking around out there, and he knows that he can't get sniped with a cell phone shot. No one's running up to him like, hey, let's do a selfie. It's got to feel great for a guy like that.
Just walking around with double birds.
Yes. He felt so free.
So finally. I want to actually bring something up, though, is it's kind of becoming it's a little too much to be a coincidence now, but I might be Sergio Garcia's good luck charm.
Explain.
I thought you were going to say...
Do tell.
Like, love child or something.
That too. That could be a possibility. But
if you've seen Dan Stahl's tweet, there's no way.
Last year at the Byron Nelson, I had box seats on 18, and I was going through the pool to get to the box seats, and I came across Sergio Garcia on Sunday. And I just had like a nice... I was a little buzzed, probably more drunk than buzzed. I had a nice little conversation. I just kept telling him to go get it, go get it, go get it. And he was a few strokes back. He ended up winning the Byron Nelson that Sunday. Then he played the U.S. Open. He got a T5. The British Open, he got a T5. So, like, there's a month gap after he has an interaction with me that he starts to play good golf. At the WGC, you remember, he threw his
That's right.
Sergio TaylorMade 47 ball to me.
I forgot he did that.
Caught him on the spectacles.
That's right.
And two weeks later... winning the Masters.
Holy shit, dude, I completely forgot he threw you a ball.
Yeah, I did too. That's cool.
That is really fucking cool. Like, and you caught it?
Just like, I caught it, like, yeah.
Two and a half weeks ago.
You caught it on
camera?
Yes.
Yeah, on camera.
He had the spectacles on. Yeah.
He caught
the
ball.
I would hope you caught the ball.
He drops it in the water.
Honestly, the catch was also impressive. It was
a low throw.
Yeah.
Like, Sergio's not I don't want to dog on Sergio already. Yeah, we can do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not his game, throwing.
So no. It's not his fiance and his happy life and everything falling into place for
it's
him.
Dan.
It's Dan. Yeah.
It's Dan.
Yes. Yeah, ESPN Amazing. Left that part out.
So if Sergio wants to hop on the cast, you know.
Open invite.
There's more major wins
get him in
coming
the booth,
your way.
Man. He's in town.
Oh, my God, yeah. Micah, stop eating bananas. Jesus Christ.
Isn't it impressive how he peels the whole thing in his mouth at once?
I mean,
it's insane.
I can't look away from it. It's so distracting from Dan's story.
Speaking of golf... SB2K17 is taking place as we speak with Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Smiley Kaufman, and Ricky Fowler at Baker's Bay. Where is Baker's Bay?
I think it's in the Bahamas. It's somewhere tropical, obviously, yeah. But I want to say Bahamas. It sounds right.
Sounds right.
I knew it was in the Bahamas. I just don't know where in the Bahamas. There's like so much Bahamas.
Whenever we're
pick
contemplating
from.
Something like this and I hear keyboard typing, I'm like, Micah's going to
pull it out.
Yeah,
we're going to get the answer very shortly.
For those who don't know, every year that crew of golfers after the Masters goes on a trip to Baker's Bay Golf Club, Golf and Ocean Club, and they play a bunch of golf shirtless and document it on Snapchat.
It's essentially like a bachelor party.
They're out there in bathing suits on a golf course, which is something that I would love to do.
Just acting like drunken children.
I don't know if we can get away with something like that.
Aren't all of you married? I don't think so.
No.
Well, no.
Just me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
But thanks.
It's near Florida. It's close. It's tropical.
Anyway, follow those guys. Enough golf. Let's get into the NBA. The playoffs start on Saturday. A lot of these matchups are locked in already. I think there's like one or two that are still up in the air, and I'm not exactly sure which ones those are, so we're going to have to skate carefully around.
Is Chicago, are they locked in at 8? Can the Heat not make the playoffs anymore?
Don't
no,
know
the Heat
answer.
Are on lottery watch or lottery, yeah.
So maybe.
Actually, Miami still has a chance. Miami still has a chance? Okay.
Okay, so that's one of the ones that's coming down to the wire. Yeah. But a bunch of other ones are locked in, like, I don't know. The only one that I'm positive about is Houston, Oklahoma City. The West is all set?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking your word for it. Best series in the West in the first round, in your opinions, picking between Golden State, Portland, San Antonio, Memphis, Houston, Oklahoma City, Clippers, Utah. This should be a really easy
answer. I think it's obviously Houston, OKC.
100%.
Yeah.
No, that's not the best series.
Yeah.
Which no, it's going to be the most entertaining.
Houston's going to sweep them.
Well, I agree, but I think it'll be the most entertaining.
Russ is still going to go
Most competitive series is going to be probably Clippers, Utah.
I agree with that.
Or even Spurs-Memphis, because I think Memphis plays the Spurs, for whatever reason, very tough.
But you have the the MVP storyline for the other
Which is and big. I wish they would let that play out through that series before they choose the MVP.
Yeah.
The thing the thing is that doesn't get enough play is Oklahoma City is just a trash team, though.
I agree. They're not very good.
No.
Mia would disagree. She thinks differently for some reason.
I love Russ.
Yeah,
I
he's
love,
awesome. He's
I
great
love
to
Russ, too.
But I also, I mean, I'm not against the Rockets. I don't want you to think that I am actively rooting against you. I just
that
would
is how
like
it feels.
I know, I know you felt attacked, and I apologize for that, but You're I forgiven. Just want to see Russ succeed without KD because I'm still butthurt KD didn't choose DC.
I'm with you. I mean,
a lot of acronyms there.
I love Russell Westbrook. He's easily my favorite player in the league that's not on the Rockets. A lot of people feel that way about Russ and their team, but it's a shame that they ran into the team that I'm obviously rooting for in the first round. And that I don't, I mean, I've watched Houston and Oklahoma City play three times this year, and they might win one game. They might, but that's it.
Yeah.
Russ is going to get his. He'll probably average 45 points a game.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a triple-double, but they're not going to, they're not, there's no way in hell. Other than that, I do think LA, Utah will be the most competitive series, and it might be fun to watch. I enjoy watching the Clippers because I hate them so much. The hate like fuels the fun I'm having. Like,
that's how I feel about the Penguins.
Hate Chris Paul. I hate Blake Griffin. DeAndre Jordan,
how
I
do you
like
hate Chris Paul.
He complains more than anyone in the history of basketball.
Oh, does
oh,
he?
Oh, really? Yeah. LeBron.
Well, I mean, it's part of his crew.
Yeah,
it's Chris Paul, squad. LeBron,
the banana boat
Carmelo.
Crew.
Yeah.
That,
oh, you're right. You're right. Dwayne
Wade.
They all vacation together. Yeah. They do the
they
SBK,
did the original
2K17.
SB. Yeah.
Yes.
They Dwayne
just didn't market
Paul LeBron.
It as well.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. Like that. It's that whole squad is like entitled. Carmelo is the least deserving of them all, though, and I think he's kind of stopped complaining because he just doesn't
oldest,
care anymore.
Isn't he?
But only by like, wait, no, him and D Wade are the same age, I think.
Are they?
When do they all just team up at the end of their careers?
Dwayne Wade's a little bit older.
I don't know. You know they're going to start some obnoxious business that just bugs the shit. I don't know what they're going to do.
Like,
but
like a Jordan-type brand.
Well, LeBron's locked in for life with Nike.
Is he?
Lifetime
for a Billy.
Contract for allegedly for a Billy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think San Antonio-Memphis will be a fun series to watch because Memphis always comes out and plays.
Yeah.
They've got grit.
Memphis
knocked
them off
guys.
When they were an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Remember?
But I don't think there's any way. I don't recommend anyone betting Memphis for any reason, regardless of the odds. Because
granted,
you're just lighting money on fire.
I could see the Spurs easily making the finals, but I could see them maybe having a lot of trouble with Memphis, maybe going 7 with Memphis.
I hope they do because we're gonna get them next round, and I would like them to be tired.
Holy shit! Golden State is -200.
Can we go to that game?
To a game,
yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Which one?
I plan on going.
The Houston-San Antonio series?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, just chalk that in.
We're just going to go ahead and write that in because it's fucking happening. Barring a massive meltdown on the part of either the Spurs or the Rockets, that should be the second round series.
Yeah.
And then as far as LA-Utah goes...
I like Utah. I do, too.
I know you... The Clippers do not want to be playing the Jazz. They're not psyched about that. I guarantee it. Because that team is not...
And they've kind of been hurt all year, right? Utah, and they're starting to get their pieces back together.
But they did well record wise.
Gordon Hayward
with all the injuries going on too.
Great way hope, Gordon Hayward.
So the West, as always. That's a lot of good teams, man. That's 8 really good teams. All those series will be fun to Golden State. Portland might be a little depressing, but Portland's got some young fun dudes.
Maybe Lillard goes off for like 80.
They've got Lillard and McCollum. He's also super good. But the Warriors have
everyone.
Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green,
Klay Thompson, Iguodala,
Andre Iguodala. It's not fair.
No,
it's not.
It's bullshit.
It's so annoying.
But let's move on to the Eastern Conference.
All right, so Eastern Conference. Can anyone beat Cleveland?
Yeah, I think Toronto can. I think Washington can, and I think Boston can.
Are you putting money on them though?
Boston is a
If I gave you the field, are you taking Cleveland or are you taking the field?
I'd put money on Boston, not Washington or Toronto.
I would put money on Washington, not Boston or Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of agree.
Well, now I look like an asshole.
Yeah.
No.
What's wrong with you? Washington girl. Micah likes Toronto the best.
I also never put money on my own teams. I feel like that's bad luck.
You do?
I never do.
Oh.
I will never bet on my teams.
Neither does Bill.
Yeah, I've never done that.
Awesome. I'm hoping this Cleveland Indiana series that opens up gets ugly, kind of like when LeBron was in Miami.
It very well could. Yeah. Cleveland is super frustrated and annoyed. There's
Lance Stevenson's back?
Yeah, Lance is back just to start shit for no reason. Have you seen the... Oh, I totally forgot Lance Stevenson doing the blowing,
on LeBron's ear.
Oh my God, we have to get that again. We have to. Cleveland is super frustrated because they're getting all these stats thrown at them. Like, their record since the All-Star break has been trash.
They're historically bad on defense.
They're like a 500 team since the All-Star break. And the stat that I keep seeing get thrown out the last, like, 48 hours is that no team in NBA history has won a finals with as shitty of a record post-All-Star break as they have right now.
Wow.
Things are not looking up for them at all. They're looking straight down, in fact.
But, I mean, is LeBron going to go, is he going to ghost social media, shut everything down, and just, like...
Just get locked in?
What did he call that last year? It was, like, zero dark... Something.
Who knows? Zero
dark LeBron.
Nike came up with some shit that he had a hashtag probably or some shit. But I like that series though. I think Paul George is always fun to watch. He's ridiculous. Who else does Indiana have? I feel like I've seen one Pacers game this year. I know they got Lance back. That's it. I can't name any other players.
I can't either.
Well, let's move on from that series. Toronto, Milwaukee. That'll also be fun. Man, I love the NBA playoffs. This is my favorite time of the year. If I'm being honest.
It is mine too, but also because there's
hockey
another set of playoffs going on.
Yeah, sure.
Like every single day there's something really fucking exciting going on. Zero
Dark 30. But dubbed it Zero Dark 30? It's not Zero Dark 23?
That'd be funny.
What's happening here, if you're listening and can't see this room, is that we're pulling up things on the screen that are distracting us from talking about what we've now moved on to. So, where were we?
Milwaukee, Toronto.
Another fun series.
I like watching Toronto play.
Oh, best time of the year because we've got baseball's back, the NBA playoffs are starting, and the NHL playoffs
are starting. It's not the best time of the year, but it is a good time.
It's the second best sports time of the year.
I'd say the best is like
football,
October
basketball.
To December.
It's definitely October.
When everything is going on.
The football, basketball overlap is the best for me. But it's short.
In October, you have the World Series, you have college football.
You have NFL, you have
NFL,
NBA,
obviously.
And you
Halloween.
Have hockey going on.
Oh, and how? Yeah.
NBA. Got you
Halloween.
You child.
My favorite sport.
Yeah. Halloween is a sport. We need to make that into a shirt. Toronto, Milwaukee will be fun, though. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Greek freak.
Antetokounmpo.
Just call him the Greek freak.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun to watch.
Dude. Is that the guy with the long arms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the long everything.
Does
long dick, long everything. Long legs.
Is this kind
of how rumors get started? I wouldn't know.
Is this kind of like where he just like takes the next step?
I think
in the NBA playoffs.
This playoffs will be where he becomes more well known.
I think he's very well known.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, outside of people who pay close attention to sports, he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. So, like, here's the thing. Like, my mom doesn't know who the Greek Freak is. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
a great nickname, by the way.
It is,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched him play at all?
I've seen some highlights.
He's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
There was this, has nothing to do with the playoffs, but I just think that this is really cool. There was this NBA bar in Miami that I used to go to called the Buzzer Beater. And everything on the menu had to do something with NBA. And their Greek salad was called the Greek Freak.
Nice. Yeah. I want to go to there.
Oh, it's awesome. TVs everywhere. Oh, you would love it.
I want Freak in my nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how it, you know.
Dude, there are a lot of people who are picking Giannis to be the best player in the league within the next, like, 3 years.
He's a young dude,
I'd give him that more than the process.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't have to get into
That name is hard to market.
You don't
want to
talk about the process? What?
The Philly part of this year has passed. We're into the playoffs. We wait till the draft.
Not necessarily.
Talk about Philly.
If the Lakers keep winning.
Dude, what is going on there?
What? Yeah, why are they winning?
If they fall out of the top three, we get their pick.
I saw somebody compare them. They said that they're a real-life major league. Yeah. Like, they're the Cleveland Indians from the movie Major
Despite
League.
Despite them, yes. Like, trying, attempting to... Like, they're just throwing out lineups that shouldn't be starting lineups.
And they're working.
In the NBA, and they're working. Yeah. They beat the Spurs.
You know what
day.
I think it is Corey Brewer's leadership and shot choosing abilities.
What about Ron Artest?
I think it's opposing teams not putting in that much effort.
I think it's Ron Artest getting, like, crunch minutes.
What a ridiculous
valuable playoff, or just playing time.
That is a, it's like the Island of Misfit Toys team somehow
Swaggy
winning
P.
Games. Swaggy P, oh Ron God. Artest, Corey Brewer.
Poor Brandon Ingram stuck in between the midst of that.
Nightmare. Any other NBA? Boston, Chicago will suck. That will suck. Boston's going to win. That will suck.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's locked in. I'm kind of hope the Heat sneak in. I want the Heat to
sneak
in.
Where would
they
sneak in?
To the 8 seed.
To the 8 seed.
Chicago, I think Chicago can still fall out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if you're an NBA guy.
So that's
guy,
not a lock.
I like Spoelstra.
He's a good dude.
I'd rather see Boston Heat than Boston Chicago.
I think everyone would. Yeah. Nobody wants to watch the fucking Bulls, except for Chicago people. And no offense, Chicago people, but this is just not your
Granted,
year.
Your opinion doesn't
it
matter.
It is kind of fun to see like that train wreck that is Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo, and Jimmy Butler all play together.
It's only fun in theory.
You know, on paper, it sounds like it would work so fucking well.
No, it doesn't.
No, yes, it does. Because whenever I hear Rondo's name, I think Celtics Rondo.
Yeah.
Yeah
so on
so
paper.
You know who else thought that? Mark Cuban last season. That did not go well at all.
But Celtics Rondo also had KG, like Ray Allen.
Oh, did you hear he didn't invite?
Paul Pierce.
Yeah. He didn't. Which one did he not invite?
He didn't invite Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Because he left them. They had like a reunion, like an 08 Celtics reunion.
They're going on a boat this summer or something.
Rondo, Garnett, and Paul Pierce like went and did some shit or something. I don't know. They had like a reunion. And they didn't invite Ray Allen because he abandoned them to go to Miami.
But then everyone else, like, dispersed.
Yeah.
And went their own way.
It's weird.
I just want to know what Kevin Garnett does after basketball.
Have you been watching him on Inside the NBA? They gave him, like, that Area 21 section of the show. And it's pretty scary. Like, he's on
he's live, terrifying.
He's on live TV, like, with a microphone saying things. And he's
Who gave him that power?
I don't know, but he's gotten really good at it. It's a pretty good segment, to be honest, now. But it's still scary because you're like, at any second, this guy could just fucking turn it loose.
I love that. I love that so much.
No, he's a wild card.
Like, dude, if I'm watching you on TV and I feel scared, you're a scary person.
Yeah, he's got to screw loose.
Mia, is there any part of you that's worried about Atlanta?
No.
No?
No, I have confidence we will get through Atlanta. Maybe even sweep. Because
I'm worried for you.
Thank you.
Atlanta freaks me out. This is like the team that comes in and ruins your season.
I think Atlanta the last few years is maybe scarier without Dwight Howard. Now that Dwight Howard's on the team.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he's back there.
I just think like Dwight Howard's a perennial loser.
Yeah, never mind. They're going to get swept. Never mind. I'm sorry. You're good. You're good. Well, you want to take a break for a second? Get a little breaky in here? Break time? And then we'll move on to NHL playoffs.
Hockey.
Let's do it.
Hockey.
Hey, you looking for a new podcast? Give Dudes Doing Business a shot. We are a business podcast. We give you insight into what we're doing here at the company, but we also bring in people from the outside, some third-party folks to come on and talk to us, because business is a sport.
We're just business without buzzwords, so I think we might improve that commute of yours just a little bit.
Dudes Doing Business. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud.
All right, it's me, Ross, again. Hello. go to MVMTwatches.com/backdoor and check out all the watches that Movement has to offer. The company was founded on the belief that style shouldn't break the bank. And this watchmaker's goal is to change the way consumers think about fashion by offering high quality, minimalist products at revolutionary prices, Dan. With over 1 million watches sold to customers in 160 plus countries around the world, Movement Watches has solidified itself as the world's fastest growing watch company. We were fortunate enough, all of us, to get sent some Movement watches by these guys so that we could check them out and give, like, you know, first-hand reviews of these products. And I got to say, fine watches they are.
Your boy has the Outback, is what it's called, and it's sharp.
It's a handsome watch.
Mia just complimented me on it.
Yeah.
So there it is.
I think it's a beautiful watch. It's rugged, but it's also clean enough for office wear.
Wow. You hear that?
Yes.
Rugged yet clean.
That's how I've been described many times.
Just like me.
Again, it's MVMTwatches.com/backdoor. You get how much off?
15%
off.
That's very fair.
Free shipping and free returns. So you can order like three if you can't pick between one. Get all three, ship back the two that you didn't pick, or just keep them all.
And these watches, like at a department store, probably run you like $500-$600.
Sure. Similar watches, yeah.
MVMT starts at $95.
Wow.
Pretty much all of the ones I've looked at are under $200. Every single one. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Go to MVMTwatches.com/backdoor. Backdoor is one word, obviously. Do that today. Get 15% off your order, free shipping, free returns. Join the movement. Now let's move on to the NHL playoffs.
Best Mia, time of year.
This is your time to shine.
She just got real comfortable. She knows she's about to lay it on us.
Yeah.
Let me just.
She's stretching right now.
She is stretching. So the NFL.
She thinks she's playing.
The NHL playoffs. NHL playoffs start tonight.
Yes, yep. They do. Very exciting.
It's a magical time of the year for non-hockey folk and hockey folk alike.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw you were looking.
This is the time we all come together.
You were looking for a team to cheer for, right?
Yes. I am deciding who to bandwagon with.
This is the time of year I get really jealous that I'm not into hockey because I know playoff hockey is awesome.
Well, playoff hockey is also a complete different sport than regular season hockey, so you can jump in anytime.
Okay.
Yeah. And Ross, I have a suggestion. You can hop on with me and just cheer against whoever the Penguins are playing.
I'm with that. I'm with that. If you're not going to cheer for the Capitals, just anyone.
Since the Flyers aren't in the playoffs.
I want to ride one team.
I might ride with the Caps.
Thank you.
Just for
why would you not ride with the Caps? I'll ride your Rockets.
I could be convinced. Ooh.
I mean.
Hey, yo.
Phrasing. Yeah, no, I mean, I could be convinced to go Capitals. A lot of people on Twitter were trying to convince me to go Capitals.
Just anyone but the Penguins.
Yeah, really. Dude.
Why are the Penguins so hated?
Because Pittsburgh. They are. They it's have Crosby? Sidney Crosby.
Crosby. It's Malkin. Pittsburgh. My in-state rival.
So. Okay. Does Crosby still have the concussion deal going on?
He hasn't really dealt with that.
Didn't he get like 30 of those in one year?
That was like 2009. Yeah.
His brain's like mush at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. He's going to have some CTE issues.
That's sad.
NHL playoffs, regardless of whether or not you watch hockey, very easy to get into.
Yes.
And extremely fun to watch.
Always physical. Like, games are just exciting.
Oh, yeah. It gets crazy out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like 94% of the games go into overtime, which is nice.
Overtime now, also, a lot more exciting. It's 3-on-3.
No, not in the playoffs.
Oh, what?
Not
really?
In the playoffs. No, it's 5-on-5.
Fuck.
That was just regular season.
That's and there, weird.
I was no hoping for that in the playoffs.
It's just 5-on-5, and it goes on for until someone scores. There's no shootouts.
Okay. Yeah, there's. I know that there's no shootouts in the playoffs, but it's still exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's talk Red Wings. That's a bullet point on
here. Yeah, so the Red Wings, the first time in 25 years they haven't made the playoffs.
Pretty sad. Pretty sad. I think it also has something to do with them losing their arena.
Yeah, that'll fuck you up. Like, it's hard to keep your, what's the word? Morale high when you lose your stadium.
I mean, they did the farewell tour for it. It was like farewell to the Joe. It's an old arena. It's an old barn. Like, they need to upgrade.
Yeah. Have you been to it?
No, I haven't.
No?
I've only been to the Panthers Arena in Florida and AAC.
Have you been to any hockey this season?
Yeah, I've been to a few Dallas Stars games.
Oh, cool. I haven't been to a Dallas Stars game in like 15 years.
So like the Belfour days?
Yeah.
Like Madonna?
Madonna day, yeah.
Yeah, when I was just a lad.
Jeez, you're old.
I know. 15, what, because I'm older than... Well, I could have been 17.
How old are you?
I'm 19. All right, so let's get into Mia's playoff preview.
All right, we'll start with the East, obviously.
Let's do it.
All right, so we've got the Canadiens and the Rangers. The Rangers are a wild card.
Snuck in.
But
wild card
only
too, right?
Because of how tightly contested that division is. The Metro is really hard to play in.
So they're better than a
yes, they are
wild
better
card.
Than what they are ranked as a wild card. We've got the Capitals and the Leafs, obviously going to get swept by the Capitals.
Obviously.
Obviously. Goes without saying.
We've got the Senators and the Bruins. Ottawa's been pretty inconsistent.
So
is
this the first year where like every Canadian team's in the playoffs?
Last year was the first year that no Canadian team was in the playoffs.
And now every team in Canada thinks in the playoffs.
How many? Every team?
Except Edmonton. Is Edmonton not
the Oilers playoffs? Are not in the
sorry,
playoffs.
So it's every team
but
Edmonton.
Oh, no, they are. They were playing the show.
No, they are. Because I was getting many people telling me to jump on the Oilers bandwagon.
Who do you know
I don't hate
Edmonton?
That.
That's don't
apparently
listen to them.
We have a large Canadian contingency.
They've got one good player.
Okay.
Connor McDavid. That's
but awesome. Like I don't remember Calgary, Edmonton, Ottawa, Toronto, Montreal all being in the playoffs at the same time.
They have like six teams in the NHL?
Yeah. I mean, it's a Canadian sport.
Yeah. No, I know. I know that. Yeah.
I'm a little bit bothered that the Maple Leafs go by the Maple Leafs and not the Leaves. It's like, you know, the plural form of Leafs is
grammatically
leaves.
Incorrect.
You know, I've never thought about that, and now it's going to bother me for the rest of my life, so thank you for pointing that out.
That's all I'm thinking about right now. Okay, get back to hockey, sorry.
Okay, so yeah, Senators and Bruins. So the Bruins fired their head coach earlier this season, and he got picked up, Claude Julien, and now he coaches the Canadiens, and both teams made the playoffs. So it's really funny how hockey works like that.
Could be a potential second round matchup too.
Shit, that would never happen in another sport.
Yeah, that's who I know, right? Yeah. That's who I have in my bracket. We got the Penguins and the Blue Jackets.
So they reformatted the playoffs too, like 2-3 years ago.
How'd they do that?
When they redid the divisions, right? Because it used to just be 1 through 8 seed, and now it's like it's the 1 through 3 seeds in each division or conference or whatever, and then there's wild card 1, wild card 2. It's weird how they did it. I forget how.
But that's just your de facto 8 seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? To a degree. I think it's weird. I don't know. It's not like your typical 1 through 8 seed.
Huh. Okay.
But let's move on.
They like to or four seed them out, the wild cards.
Yeah.
What are the San Jose Sharks? I like their
logo.
Their logo.
Fuck the Sharks.
Yeah, you should hop on the Sharks.
We're not rooting for the Sharks.
I'm not rooting for them. Just saying I like their logo.
What about?
About to be attacked.
Can we cheer for a Capital Sharks Stanley Cup? Just
no.
The two teams that have like historically disappointed in the playoffs. Like one team has to win.
No, I don't want that, because then it'll be like fucking the Cubs and the Indians. Like every I want people to only root for the Capitals. Like I want the playoffs to be, or the finals to be, Blackhawks and Capitals. So everyone who isn't from Chicago roots for the Capitals.
I kind of like the Blackhawks, though.
Like, everyone wasn't from Atlanta Patrick was Kane. Rooting for Atlanta to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Fuck Patrick Kane.
I'll be real with you. The team in the closest competition for my heart right now is definitely Chicago.
Why?
They're fun.
They are.
So are the Capitals.
I haven't seen the Capitals play, though.
And why not?
Because I'm not a hockey guy.
But why have you seen Chicago play?
I don't know. It was random TV, just flipping through. Next thing you know, you're a Blackhawks fan.
Really awesome jerseys. Probably the best jerseys in all sports. Yeah. So,
Caps are favored to win the Stanley Cup at +350, followed by Chicago at +400.
Then but at the same time, Minnesota. We're the underdog.
Well, the Capitals are the best team in hockey, but they are year in and year out the best team in the regular season. They just
always don't know
disappoint.
How to play in the playoffs. No. We don't show up for the playoffs.
It's crazy how different the game gets. And how much more physical it gets in the playoffs.
Yeah, how excited are you right now for this to start? Your team is the front runner.
I know. Like, this
you love hockey.
I'm trying to just, like, every day I like, let myself just, all right, take this in. This is a once in a life. Like, you are going to see your team possibly win the Stanley Cup. Like, don't take this for granted. Enjoy every second. Shut the fuck up,
I feel like
Dan.
It would be so stressful to watch a hockey game
it's
with
so
you.
I don't think
I could do it.
Alex will not watch hockey with me.
I don't think I could do it.
Sometimes on Snapchat, I feel like I am watching hockey with you.
I get secondhand anxiety from people. I think I would just off myself.
I almost died in 2010 when the Flyers were in the Stanley Cup against the Blackhawks, and Patrick Kane scored that goal in game 6 to win it, and nobody knew where the puck was. Like, he scored. He was the only person that was in the back of the net because it got stuck.
Oh my god.
And nobody knew he scored in the arena. Like, nobody, everyone was just like, what?
Where's
like,
the puck?
Where's the puck?
Oh my god.
Patrick Kane's the only one celebrating, and like a little piece of me died that day.
Oh, I feel for you. Hold my hand. We'll get through this.
What is this shirt you're wearing, Mia?
This is a pretty iconic image in hockey history.
It's a hockey shirt.
It is a hockey shirt. It's from Violent Gentlemen.
Explain the image.
So the handshake line is a time-honored tradition in hockey. After every series, both teams, like, you know, handshake line. Yeah.
Yeah.
They only do this in playoff hockey, like not during regular season games.
Right.
So this is Maurice Rocket Richard, who is one of the greatest goal scorers of all time. He played for the Canadiens, and Sugar Jim Henry, who played for the Bruins. And this was after game 7 in, I forgot which series it was. But yeah, it was after a game 7. Rocket Richard left the game with a concussion, came back, scored the winning goal on Sugar Jim Henry. And this is just a beautiful image of how tough yet sportsmanlike hockey can be.
Dude, awesome. The
well said.
The handshake line after, like, the final series has ended is always just like crazy. It's crazy to me.
I like hockey trash talk.
Me
the
too.
Best.
Me too.
There's nothing better than hockey trash talk. It's just
chirping.
Like, all right, buddy.
Is the
come on,
best
buddy.
In hockey. Yeah.
You want to go, buddy? All right. Which shoulder do you want?
When it's not,
right, and then they fight, and then it's like, all right,
when they're
like such
up.
Respect for each other, like,
yeah,
they're like,
not,
but like boys after the fight, it's crazy.
It's not bullshit. It's not like in the NBA, you know. Kevin Garnett is a great example. He talked more shit than anybody in the history of sports, but when shit hit the fan, like if somebody was ready to throw down, he always found a way to avoid that fight.
Kind of like a fake tough guy.
Yeah, it's just it's. In hockey, when you're talking trash to each other, you can legitimately throw down and it's okay.
Yeah. Or,
no, it is allowed.
Yeah.
I forgot who it was. There were two guys. Someone was mic'd up. This was 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. They got in a fist fight out on the ice. It wasn't, no like big shots were landed. And they both went to the penalty boxes.
And they were still chirping each other.
They were talking to each other, but it was, no, it would stop. It would turn from chirping to like,
how
oh man,
you?
I'm out of shape. You gotta, you know,
gotta work on our cardio.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta work on our cardio.
Accent pretty well.
And then they left the penalty box. Like, all right, good luck to you. Like that's how they did
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful.
It was
hockey
great.
Is such
a game.
Beautiful thing.
It's fucking crazy. Like,
yeah.
And I love that about hockey too. That there's all these little traditions and things about it that you don't find in any of the traditionally American sports that most people in the South are more familiar with anyway.
See, and I wish that they would have let the NHL players go play in the Olympics, because I feel like more people would be forced to watch hockey and see how beautiful it is. If it was...
Well,
I would 1,000% watch.
Dude, it's going to be kind of awesome, though, because, you know, every Russian NHL player is still going to play.
Ovi already said he will leave the Capitals in the middle of the season to go play.
Like, Putin's going to make the Russian NHL players play, so, like, they're going to be the clear favorites. So it's going to be cool to see, like, a college... USA team face like an NHL. It's going to essentially
just
be miracle.
Get slaughtered?
No,
yeah,
it could
be.
It could be like a potential 1980 miracle,
like miracle
situation.
Again, yeah.
Well, minus like you know, global tension.
I mean, it's starting to get there.
That's true.
If we're being honest, it's going
like,
back.
We're with Russia this time, and the rest of the world is the.
Are we?
No,
I'm with Russia.
I'm just playing.
I don't think we're with Russia.
How's
David, by the way?
He's good. Our president. Putin is good.
We've never seen Putin and Dave in the same room, so
it's true. We haven't.
All right, let's go into the West. We got Blackhawks and Predators. Predators are pretty inconsistent, and I think that the Blackhawks are making it all the way to meet me in D.C. Meet the Capitals.
Meet you. You're personally going to 1-on-5.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah,
she was stretching earlier.
Oh, my God. Okay, we got the Ducks and the Flames. Both teams peaked pretty late in the season. This should be a pretty good series. We got the Wild and the Blues.
If you want another team, like the Wild used to, or Minnesota used to be
the North Stars. They
so
moved to
that's
Dallas.
Your team, actually, if you're a Dallas fan, your team came from Minnesota. That's your roots. So maybe go Wild.
I got someone in my bracket pool who is a diehard Stars fan, and he was like, well, I don't want to make a bracket. They're not in the playoffs. I can't put them in. And he somehow found a way to stay loyal and made it so that the Minnesota North Stars went all the way. Yeah, so Wild Blues, that'll be...
Blues always a disappointment.
Also, the Blues got better when they lost their best defensive player who went to the Capitals, and we got better when we got him. So that's another cool.
Won.
Yeah, everyone kind of won.
TJ Oshie or
no, Shattenkirk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oshie's a wing.
Oh man, I love. Wait, what?
Right?
Did you say lame?
No, wing.
Oh yes,
a wing player.
Oh my god.
But he's also on the Capitals.
Right? I thought you offended.
No. TJ Oshie's on the. He's on the Capitals, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he's an offensive player. Great scorer.
Hockey team names are great,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Why is no one bagging on the Blackhawks? By the way, they have pretty much the same racist. Logo as the Redskins.
I mean, what about Florida State?
It's weird how we've
Florida State gets shit though.
No, they don't. I think the
they don't
because
they're so supported by the tribe.
Yeah, the Seminoles, the tribe actually supports.
They got
Florida
shit
State.
For their fight song, and that no longer exists because it.
Scalp 'em. They can't say scalp 'em anymore.
Yeah, you can't do that. Apparently, it's weird how we pick and choose which teams are offensive and which like. The Indians,
the Cleveland Indians, their skin is literally red.
It's the most
Chief Wahoo
by far, and everybody leaves it alone.
It's still in their jerseys.
It's great.
They still have Chief Wahoo on the sleeve.
Yeah, it's crazy offensive. It's a caricature of a Native American person.
These are my people, by the way. So I'm offended.
It's like a 1930s cartoon.
And no one knows that the Redskins are also supported by the like old, I don't know which tribe it is, but shut up. Don't give me that look. We had a chief in like old school gear show up to one of our games. I think he was official or something.
Micah, producer Micah. Just go back to eating your
banana, Micah.
Snyder pays him off. Is that what you're going to say, Micah?
Micah is explaining that Dan Schneider, owner of the Redskins, pays Native American tribesmen
which isn't wrong.
That's just a funny concept.
Which is probably correct.
Which is probably right.
Yeah.
Rumors
Dan Schneider is an awful, awful human being.
He's not a good guy.
No.
Sorry, Mia, but he's not.
I love him because he won't change the name. I love Dan
hey,
Snyder.
I do like that too.
I do
just like
digs
his heels
change.
In.
Yeah.
It's just like, nah.
He'll just make it more racist. The Washington N-words is next.
Oh, yeah, like as a white guy who has no dog in this fight, I like that he won't change the name.
Yeah.
But I also am not allowed to have an opinion and nobody gives a fuck what I think. So we'll just move on from that.
Yeah.
All right. Last we got the Oilers and the Sharks. Fuck the Sharks. I hope Connor McDavid takes the Oilers pretty late through the rounds of the playoffs.
Hey, how old is Ovechkin?
31, I think. He's getting up there.
I thought he was a lot older than that.
He came in the league when he was 18, yeah. So he's been in the league for a while.
Oh, okay.
But I miss old Ovechkin.
Him and Crosby are, yeah.
I miss like reckless Ovechkin.
Me too. He's gotten a little more reserved since Trump
yeah,
took over the team.
He doesn't like drive his sports cars like 200 miles an hour anymore.
Oh, no. I see his wife's Snapchats. Yes, he does.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he does. They're always in the car like on the beltway just going on. She'll like take a video of the speedometer and him and they're just blasting Russian house music.
What?
It's hilarious.
Okay, which team is he on?
The Capitals. You don't know Ovechkin?
I know Ovechkin. I just didn't know who he played for. Yeah, I might have to do Capitals. That's
yeah.
He's anti-Crosby.
Very anti-Crosby.
Just a
yeah.
crazy Russian.
Yeah. What does Russian house music even entail?
Oh, it is just terrifying, especially when
it's
you
exactly
hear a sports like a McLaren going 120 miles an hour.
Is it just Duhast? Is
yeah.
That,
yeah.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Basically.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm
going to
get into
shit.
It.
Fucking love that song. Top 10 song of all time, Duhast.
I don't know what that is.
Duhast.
You don't know what Duhast is?
No.
If we play Micah. That song, Micah, throw, you got to throw it on
cue
the
that
podcast.
Up, Micah?
Please pipe in 29 legal seconds of Duhast for Mia here so she
Wait,
can fucking
is
know
that it.
It?
It has to be under 30 seconds?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty,
sure.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah we think so.
Or you just call it a
parody. We made that rule up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a lawyer. I am the law.
We're going to plead ignorance.
We need Dave here.
Wait, what? So do the Caps play tonight?
No, they play tomorrow.
Okay. Who plays tonight?
I'll text you.
A lot of teams.
To
like half the half the teams play tonight.
I need a yeah. pick. I need somebody to bet on tonight.
Rangers.
Let's do it. Rangers.
Yeah. Cool. I'd go Rangers.
Yeah,
they've got a good chance.
It's always about sometimes just having a good goalie in the playoffs.
Sure.
You get a goalie that gets hot.
And Canadiens, Rangers, the goalie versus goalie. Great. Great netminders.
I still
teams.
Have a hard time comprehending how these guys find a way to get the puck in the net when the goalie's fucking giant, taking up so much space. There's like all these. You gotta like
yeah.
the puck
little...
is only like this big though.
Yeah,
I mean they're
it's
snipers.
A little biscuit.
Little biscuit,
biscuit man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Frozen biscuit.
It's not frozen, but yeah, I get it.
Oh. Okay. What other hockey? Talk.
Do we cover it all?
Oh yeah, that was
no. I don't think we covered
serious.
One specific thing. You were fired up on Twitter yesterday.
Oh my god!
You got to do
bastard.
Oh my god! No, not that poor bastard.
Went scorched earth on some kid with like 12 followers.
You ended this dude.
You napalmed his ass.
He blocked me. That pussy couldn't take a little bit of heat. It wasn't that bad.
Well, it was a lot of heat.
You dropped a nuke on his life.
Here's the thing you got to realize.
The poor
Mia.
Kid.
Getting a mention from you or a retweet from you on Twitter probably has a little bit more of an effect than you realize. Like I'll have Saudi Arabian dudes hitting me up 3 weeks after I've gotten
oh
a retweet
God.
From you because they can't let it go.
And the poor kid,
oh,
it's
yeah,
like his bio is like God first. Like,
Just a nice young man.
Okay, so
he wrote
a column on CBS NHL, and he had the Stanley Cup favorites, the underdogs, and the dark horses.
I guess,
and he was.
I guess he's an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I know. Also, ew, fuck you.
I'm kind of got to be on his side, but at the same time, I heard his voice, and I'm looking at him right now. He's kind of a goober.
He looks like Grayson Allen.
And wait, no Philadelphia sports fan has God first in their bio. Yeah. Yeah. We're a godless city.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this story. So he wrote this column.
Yeah, he had. He was like outlining the Stanley Cup favorites, underdogs, and dark horse, and he didn't have the Capitals anywhere on that fucking list.
As a favorite?
So you freaked out?
Yeah, of course I did.
Just one man's opinion. He's just like, oh, well, they historically have been really
bad. Listen, if your opinion's wrong,
so
I will fucking call you out on it.
Yeah.
What?
She said, and I quote, "You better hope for a terminal illness before ever coming across me in person, you pathetic excuse for a writer."
Cody Benjamin.
And then she was like, wait, idiot. I've got some more characters here.
Idiot,
period.
The implication there obviously is that she is going to kill this young man.
Out of context, that sounds a lot worse. You got to start from the beginning. Out of context, it's bad.
And more than that, the implication is that getting a terminal illness and dying would be better than what she is going to do to him. Because it'll be a more painful and unenjoyable
and slow death.
And then she later clarifies she hopes it's an incurable terminal illness.
Yes. Yes.
Just in case there was hope for him, there's no longer hope.
At some point, Cody runs, as he should have, and he blocks Mia because that's the only move at that point. And she responds by screenshotting that she has been blocked by him, and the tweet simply reads, "Pussy." Period at Cody J. Benjamin.
It's a jarring experience with someone with 1.4 million followers
just goes
in on you and wishes death upon you
for like a random column you wrote on CBS Sports.
Now, here's the thing:
this guy started there
this
like 2 weeks ago.
Is a pussy because you have to play this. He could have played it. You know what I mean? Like this should have been a
fun
situation.
With it.
Yeah, he could have responded and been like, "Well, listen, fuck the Capitals."
He should have leveraged.
I would have respected him a lot more if he
talked
shit
back to me.
He should have leveraged all the attention you were giving him into more followers. Like,
yeah,
go back.
Like he should have just been like, "Link my article next time, bitch."
Yeah.
Here's the thing: I'm not buying him as a Philadelphia sports fan. Because no matter what a woman does or says to me, they can never hurt me as much as Philadelphia sports hurts me.
Dan's still stuck on the Philadelphia thing.
I love that so much.
No, like, Philly I've gone through this my entire life, like, with relationships and just other women. Like, they can never hurt me as much as Philadelphia sports
no
have
No one will
hurt
ever
me.
Did he ever respond
like
to you at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can't see.
See, that he played that the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just not about that life.
He's
man.
Also not a big tweeter. If you look at I think he tweets like once every like 15 days.
Well,
he had a rough day.
I just like,
had a bad day.
I like this concept, Mia, that you have now created of unleashing hell on just like an undeserving, innocent person, like at random.
It was deserving.
Okay, fine. In your opinion, it was. But so then will you continue to do this like, maybe even go out of your way to seek out people who you disagree with and then flame them. But they have to be like this kid.
Yeah.
Here's the thing,
though. They have to have less than 2,000 followers.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I want you, if the Capitals lose this series, though, first round to
the
Maple
Leafs.
Oh, my God.
I'm going into zero dark 30. Zero dark 30.
No. You need to come on the podcast and give an official apology to this kid.
Yeah. That should be the stakes.
Okay.
Yeah. If that happens.
That's fair.
Okay.
If that happens.
But the
gentleman's agreement.
Like first round, or even if they don't even make the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, exactly.
You have to give an official apology to this kid.
Yeah, but the person you pick to flame always has to be a guy like this with, like you said, less than 2,000 followers who's going to look down at his phone and just go, "Oh my God."
The thing is, too, he's not even biased because the Flyers aren't even in this.
Yeah,
so he has like really no horse in this race.
He should be rooting for the Capitals, if anything.
Not really. No. I mean, they're in our division, so like we're not gonna.
I wonder what his reasoning was for just leaving them out.
Because
that's
what
I want to know.
They don't do well in the playoffs.
Obviously, he's a pussy.
Well, then why wouldn't we be the?
You wouldn't be a dark horse because you're the best team in the league, but you never succeed in the playoffs. So he's not.
Just
you're not a favorite.
To not mention the favorite.
Yeah.
Vegas favorite. Like that's odd to me.
Well, public
favorites was on that list. He had the Penguins and the Rangers as favorites
because they've won cups. They've won cups recently.
Now, well, then why are we not the underdog?
Now my goal is to upset you enough to where you start attacking him again.
I'm going to attack you. I'm going to attack you.
I'm not about that life either. I'll block your ass and run.
I have a no-block policy.
I actually don't block anybody either. Yeah. Anything you say to me.
Fair game.
I was looking through my blocked list. I don't really have too many people blocked either. I have Barstool blocked for some reason. I guess I always knew from the beginning we would end up together.
Huh, yeah.
Did they talk shit about you one time or something?
I think so. I think, yeah.
Those motherfuckers.
Yeah. You guys have always been nice to me.
Of course.
Any other hockey news before we move on to the hotline? Last chance. Hockey, last chance.
Rock the red.
All right.
Fuck it. Go.
Go Caps. I'm on board.
Go. Yeah. I kind of. Let's have the Caps make the finals. Or actually, no. I don't know what I'm cheering for more. Me to come on the podcast and give this kid an apology.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Or the Capitals to make the Stanley Cup only to have their heart broken.
Wow. Dan.
Broken.
Wow. Okay.
Dan, we want me to like us and to want to come back.
Oh, just the thought of that. I'm going to cry.
Please don't cry.
Although I do like Ovechkin, so maybe go Capitals.
Crying is good radio. You can cry if you
want. We'll talk more hockey next week, too, because we'll be in the midst of the first round. Now let's get onto the hotline. We've got a hotline. The number is 800-392-6344. You can call us, give us a sports take, ask us a sports question, or sing a sports song.
Do we have any audible arfs?
I don't know.
Sports rap.
I feel like I hadn't called in a while.
Oh, we don't have any calls.
We don't have any calls because I don't think Micah went through the calls.
Wow, Micah. Too busy picking bananas.
Just chowing
from the trees.
Bananas down without peeling them.
Unbelievable. 800-392-6344. Give us a call.
Yeah,
give us a call and talk about your hockey team or whatever, you know. We got to get some calls here.
Are you doing a Canadian accent?
I don't know. Just
get some calls here.
Something's
too much
going
hockey
on
talk.
With my voice.
Seeping into your subconscious.
Suddenly, this is the way I talk.
Is that supposed to be Canadian?
Should I read the reviews in a Canadian accent the entire time, or what should I do?
Dude, you have a good Canadian accent.
It's not too bad, you know.
You know.
You know.
You know.
Eh. You got a Labatt Blue for me. Mine just sounds Irish.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that did sound Irish.
Yeah, that was not.
I feel
close.
Like I can't do an Irish accent at all. But let's read some reviews.
Read
for
some.
The podcast.
Are there new ones?
There are. Great. Love the podcast and the host Dylan Ross. Den is okay. I'll take that. The March Madness takes, though, are atrocious and make me want to shove my knee into a wood chipper.
That is fair.
Your knee? You go knee first into a wood chipper?
Oh my God.
It's an odd that's way to go into a wood chipper.
As someone with a bum knee, that
damn,
made me
man.
Cringe.
That, jeez. Yeah, that's a very descriptive, painful.
I wish there was more talk about paranormal creatures and Civil War era celebrities, but I can't complain. I don't remember ever
Civil
talking
War
about
era
Civil
what
War
that just
era
be
celebrities.
Lincoln?
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the only famous person back
what,
then.
What, like Ulysses S. Grant?
What do you want to talk about, dude?
No, I mean, do we talk about like the internet conspiracies
wait.
That Nick Cage is a time traveler?
Yeah. No.
And all those generals that look like Nick Cage?
Yeah, that's really weird.
I love when they make a parody account out of an athlete, and it's Civil War era. Like they
the
have
Andrew Luck one?
Yes, yeah, Civil War Andrew Luck.
That shit is hysterical.
Grace, the battlefield was rough today. Morale is low.
All my love.
All my love.
General Luck.
All right, here's another review. Join a former author. Former. Not current. Former. I don't know what that entails.
It means I'm retired. I went out on top.
A former unemployed kid from Philadelphia. Sup? And your local cigar store Indian on an epic podcast written with unreliable predictions. The Academy Award winning Bone Zone, which hasn't really been on the podcast.
It has
months.
Not won an Academy Award.
No.
By the way.
It has not.
Wise words from producer Micah. All right. This is Micah wrote this.
Yeah, Micah, this is you.
And sports takes hotter than Jesse James Decker on an SI cover.
It's a great review. Whoever
yeah.
wrote that, fantastic job.
Has she made a SI cover? No. What?
I'm not sure.
Does it matter?
I think he's no. just hoping for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's attractive, yeah. though.
She is very pretty.
Their picks will siphon your bank account, but their content will have you ignore their said problems.
Nice.
You won't regret it. Wreck'em Tech.
Wreck'em Tech. 800-392-6344. Let's wrap it up.
Shouts to our Red Raiders out there.
Shouts to all the Red Raiders. Shouts to the Caps.
Shouts
and
to
Caps
Patrick
fans.
Mahomes.
Shouts to Ovechkin. Keep listening to your, what's it called? Russian house music?
Yeah, Russian house music.
Yeah.
No. Duhast.
I'm about to get into it. I'm about to go
Frank
deep.
Duhast
again. I'm about to
right
fall
shouts
that wormhole.
Shouts to A. George. I love you, girl. Miss you.
Alex, we all love you. We're going to try to get Alex next week to talk NBA playoffs.
You definitely need
maybe
to.
Maybe you come back. I don't know.
Wait, I don't get Alex's fandom. So she's just a LeBron fan?
She's,
so she just
will
follows
LeBron. And I asked
she's
her.
A Miami fan.
We're
going to
get into
Cleveland
that.
Fan.
Yeah. I
also,
asked,
that's okay.
Before we let Mia off the hook, I want to question her fandom. Because she
oh.
is.
Oh.
Dan, I want Mia to want to be here.
I know, but I caught her out on Twitter before.
Yeah.
And she saw it. She's a Florida State fan, but when it comes to basketball, she's a Duke fan.
I am. And it's because, I moved to America when I was 10 years old. So my fandom started with DC sports professionally, and going to school, all of my friends or all of my classmates were rocking Maryland stuff. And I knew that Duke was a huge rival of theirs.
You didn't like Maryland?
Huge. So I started rooting for Duke because everyone was rooting for Maryland.
Okay. But then you were also a Florida State fan. How many teams in the ACC are you a fan of?
Only Duke and Florida State.
Okay.
Only Duke, Florida State.
Not Maryland?
They're not in the ACC anymore.
Oh, they are.
But that's why I root for them to do well now. When they were in the ACC, I did not root for them.
I was going
to
say, I feel like you own a lot of Maryland stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is weird. I just can't like wrap my mind around Maryland being in the Big Ten.
Beautiful state flag.
Like Maryland will always be in the ACC to me, no matter what.
See, this is one
I
of the
wish they still were.
This is one of the advantages of being an immigrant, is that you get to pick and choose any sports teams you want from our fine country.
Yep.
That's the way it works.
Why are you not a Florida State basketball fan?
Because I didn't start watching Florida State basketball. Like, I started watching Duke basketball.
But Florida State
football.
I became a Florida State basketball fan.
Football fan when I watched them play Maryland and I heard the war chant.
Okay.
These are all based on the views of an 11-year-old girl.
Gotcha. I can get down with Duke, like, the team and the players. I love J.J. Redick. I love Grayson Allen.
I love Grayson Allen,
too. Everything
Grayson
Allen represents.
Did you see he wore a hat to a party recently that said "Don't trip"?
Oh my god, really?
That's great.
Don't trip.
But I do not like Coach K.
I love Coach K.
How can you not like Coach K?
Do you like Grayson Allen over Coach K?
Because Coach K's fake.
He is not
what?
Fake.
How?
Coach K
Explain.
Seems fake.
Explain yourself. You're taking shots at the coach of Team USA here.
Coach K, like, he's kind of a bandwagon guy. So like when he's doing well, he'll say it's like a teaching moment for like other teams. Like he'll bring his arm around the other team and just kind of be like, it's going to be fine, kid. You're going to do all right. Like after they beat him. But if they lose to that team, he's always complaining and just like,
no. Okay. Well, you're wrong on that, because whenever they lose to a team, before he goes into their, his
always
own
makes
locker
excuses.
Room, he goes into the opposing team's locker room and congratulates them.
I hate that.
Why?
You're not that. I don't think Coach K, you're not that important. Like
he is that
he
important.
Is.
He is.
He coaches Team USA.
He is that important. He's far
he's
and
the
away.
Winningest coach
he has
of all
national
important.
Championships
no,
and
not.
Gold medals.
He's the winningest college basketball coach.
He's one
John
of
Wooden?
The winningest.
This is a classic
more,
bad Dan
he has more
take.
Wins than John Wooden.
Classic bad Dan take here.
Yeah.
I don't think Coach
Dan,
K.
Dan gets
on,
off
Dan.
On bad
yeah.
takes.
No, no, Coach K is he's phony.
He is the winningest coach of all time, is he not?
Shouts to Coach K. Sorry about we apologize.
Don't listen to Dan, Coach K.
Coach K sucks.
Coach K does not suck. He's the only thing I like about Duke. Yeah.
Coach K, like,
that's what
successful
everyone says,
dude.
Too.
Yeah. Great coach, successful dude. Kind of phony, though.
Can we, is nobody like a Grayson Allen, like, is nobody have his back? Can
coach
we be
K
those people?
Back.
Can we be the Grayson Allen podcast?
No, we can support them.
I love Grayson Allen.
He is Dylan's out.
Dude's got hops.
He has zero redeemable qualities.
No, it's because Dylan's, like, jealous of his hops. That's what it is.
Yeah, because he can
yeah,
dunk.
That's it. Well,
that's
I used to
it.
Be able
check
to
out,
dunk, so
check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a review so that we can read it on here. Mia, do you have some information to share with us?
MiaKShop.com. Get Ooh. Some pretty cool t-shirts. If you're a Capitals fan, I've got a pretty sweet Mia Khalifa Capitals logo mashup t-shirt on there. So if you want to support me,
I'm now a Caps fan.
And the
so.
Caps.
It's for people who like both you and the Caps.
Yeah. And I got to get y'all slide in the DMs shirts. I want to
yes,
get your
please.
Sizes.
Please do.
Yeah. Oh, please don't die. We need you. You're a national treasure.
Cold brew went down the wrong way.
Oh my God.
I'm good.
Yeah. You have a lot of shirt options now.
Yeah. Holy pretty shit. Awesome designs, if I do say so myself.
you do. You did.
Yeah.
One just says cringeworthy.
That was in regards to...
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Okay, cool. Yeah, MiaKShop.com. There's at least, like, what, 25 shirts to pick from?
Yeah, and you can choose different color combinations. They're pretty soft-ass tees, too.
The DM slide, I gotta say, is still my favorite.
That's the bestseller.
It's very funny.
Need it. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Gotta have it. Gotta bring those up here for us.
Oh, man. Oh, I saw a guy in a Reagan Bush 84 shirt walking his dog, like near my building, yep. And I chased him down.
Yeah,
I chased him down to high five him.
That's nice. What I'm talking about.
So yeah, buy RG,
bringing people
Bush
together,
and Mia Khalifa will chase you down.
Dude, I love those shirts.
Bringing people together.
I here will chase go. You down. Oh my god, that sounds so creepy. I will fucking chase you down to high five you.
And use the code backdoor for a percentage off your order.
I wonder if you knew who you were. 100%. That must have been a.
I think he did.
An interesting
I think
experience.
He did.
For him.
Yeah. What?
So I'm just walking down the street, and Mia Khalifa runs up.
You're not gonna believe
this. Out of nowhere. I don't know why.
That could be genuinely terrifying if you, given the circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shouts to that guy.
Yeah. Shouts to that guy. Shouts
and his dog.
Shouts to MLB baseball season in full swing.
We're back.
Which we totally skipped over.
Yeah, we did, but Phil, I mean, okay. we're like eight
Springer.
Games in.
I think
y'all
the Astros
obliterated us.
Rangers off to a
we,
tough start.
We knocked you off. Like,
oh my God.
We took two out of three out of the, from the Nationals. That was fun. But we just lost two straight to the Mets.
Yeah, that's true.
Mets are good.
I think the
Mets
Astros
have
played like six games, and George Springer has hit like four leadoff home runs.
Did you guys see?
Really weird.
Did you guys see that cat in the Marlins game yesterday?
That was so fucking awesome.
I thought Stanton was going
to
eat that cat.
If they make it to the World Series, yeah, they're low. They're like they're, that's going to be their fucking octopus.
The
for, like
the Marlins.
Wings. Yeah.
You could tell the commentators were a little worried about Stanton and what he was going to do to the cat. Like
bite the head off it.
Dude, that cat.
Oh, dude, he's
scaled.
A scary dude. I've seen him like from the
monster.
Distance of me to Micah. He's a scary motherfucker.
I don't even. Did the Marlins win last night? If so, they need to like keep that cat around.
Oh, it's a kitten.
I could feel the commentator's thoughts, like, please don't stomp out this
but
cat
it
on life.
Scales, yeah, it
it's
scales,
on the TV.
It scales
yeah,
the wall.
It fucking makes an escape. It's incredible.
It goes next to that, like, home
watch
run
this,
statue.
Watch this move here. Watch
that's
this.
The most entertaining Marlins thing I've ever seen in my life.
Shouts to that cat.
The rally cat.
Shouts to
the
everyone.
Rally cat, yeah.
Shouts to everyone who has requested that we not do what we're doing right now, which is watch a video in the studio and talk about it that they can't see.
Oh yeah, that's
can,
my that Micah.
No, I feel like Micah can
don't
definitely.
Don't distract us.
You can put this video into the YouTube, or the YouTube video of us talking about it.
The YouTube.
The,
oh yeah,
the
sure.
Grand X YouTube.
Well, yeah,
recording.
But we'll get sued by Major
League
Baseball.
We don't have rights to that video.
Fuck,
all right,
I forgot
we're out.
How shitty. MLB is with
Mia.
Videos.
Thank you for joining us. As always, you're
thanks
a fantastic guest. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
Mia Khalifa on Twitter, not the fake Mia Khalifa on Instagram. No Snapchat.
You on Peach?
Hmm?
You on Peach?
What the fuck is that?
You're not on Peach.
We'll move on. Yeah.
It was,
should I be?
It was a social media app for like
it lasted
2 minutes.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Did you just make a peach joke?
I did.
You said peach.
I thought he did too.
I thought he was calling me a peach.
No, peach was a short-lived social media app that is very much an inside joke here at Grand X. it was an utter disaster. That's what peach was. You have to get, this is a little known fact. You know how you can now search for GIFs on Twitter?
Yeah.
Right there in the tweet.
Is that why you said
that shit came straight from Peach? They ripped that straight from Peach.
Oh.
So
it has a little bit of a legacy.
Yes, that
it's
is Peach's
more so
legacy.
Than like CyberDust.
Oh, if you search my name on the Twitter GIF search, there's a GIF of me. You can use it.
Oh, I'm gonna look for that.
You should.
I woke up to a text from Ross that said, "Surprisingly, a lot of safe for work GIFs of you out there."
Yeah. I used that GIF search last night with your name, and as I was like hitting enter, I was like, "This could go terribly wrong." But no, there's like some weird Arab dude out there making GIFs of you and your dog and shit. So yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like one of them is like you kissing your dog.
Oh my God.
So there you
I
go.
Need to see this.
Shouts to that Arab guy.
I have one GIF.
Probably cranking
down
right now.
I know. I want to see yours too. How do you search for GIFs on Twitter?
Are you serious, Clark?
Oh, there's a GIF button.
We're done.
Dylan,
let's
get
out of
here.
Dylan Shiver.
At Backdoor Cover on Twitter is our handle. Goodbye.
Bye. Deuces. 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 Deuces.